poll, 4 in 10 say they will not watch any of the January 6th hearings. By Hannah Blow on June 14, 2022. 4 in 10 likely voters said they will not watch any of the January 6th hearings. A Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey found that 39% of likely voters have no interest in watching the televised January 6th hearings, the first of which kicked off last week during prime time. Just 1 in 5 said they plan to watch all the televised hearings, while 14% said they will watch most. Another 22% said they will watch some. Notably, even President Joe Biden admitted he did not initially watch the committee's debut. "I didn't get to watch them last night because I was doing other business," Biden said last week. "But I tell you what, there's a lot going on." Interest in the hearings is divided along party lines, as a majority of Republicans, 57%, and 47% of independent voters said they will not watch any of the hearings. In contrast, 60% of Democrats indicated they will watch at least most of the hearings. However, most across the board consider it important, 57% to 39%. Nonetheless, most admit the hearings are unlikely to change their opinion on the event. According to Rasmussen reports, most voters say there's little chance the committee's televised hearings will change their opinion about the Capitol riot. While 12% think it's very likely they'll change their opinion and 14% believe it's somewhat likely the hearings could change their opinion, 26% say it's not very likely the hearings will change their minds and 44% say it is not at all likely. 55% of Republicans, 49% of unaffiliated voters and 28% of Democrats say it is not at all likely their opinion of the January 6th riot will be changed by the televised committee hearings. The survey was taken June 12 to 13, 2022, among 1,000 U.S. likely voters and has a +3% margin of error. It comes on the heels of the committee postponing its previously scheduled Wednesday hearing. As Breitbart News reported, Democrats are expected to spend $8 million investigating the January Capitol protest amid soaring inflation and ever-rising gas prices.